Hi, my name's Linda Washam, and I'm the branch manager of Trails Regional Library, Odessa Branch.
All right. Now, Linda, there's something big in the works for the Odessa Library. You guys are in a temporary location and trying to build a new one. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about what exactly all is going on there?
Well, we outgrew our library that we were in, and we had planned to stay there until we raised the funds to get our new library because we own the land there. But our ceiling, the roof, started falling in, so we had to move to a temporary quarters, which is even smaller. Very nice building, but smaller. So now we're really trying to do our fundraising so we can get started on our new building, which our new building will be 6,400 square feet, which our old building was only 2,800 square feet. We'll have a meeting room and a story time room, and it's just going to be beautiful.
Wow, that sounds really nice. Well, let's start out. Will you explain? I have family in Odessa, so they're telling me about the library. And will you explain just how tiny the place you're in right now is and some of the challenges that you guys are going through?
Well, we've lost space for programming. So this summer, with maybe not too much rain, we'll be able to have some of our programs outside. We're planning on having, we always have two big programs in the summertime, so we're going to have those at the senior center here in town. They graciously said we could use theirs. Most of our books are downstairs, and the public's not allowed to go down there, so we have to go up and down and bring books back and forth. So, like I said, it's a very nice building, but we are really cramped.
Now, let's focus on the future. This new building that's going to eventually be built, what steps do you have to complete before you can get to that?
Well, raising money. And in this economy, that's not always easy, but we are doing it. We have over $600,000 saved. It's going to be a $2 million building, but if we can get to $1 million, I think that we will be able to start getting started on it. And so we've been having fundraisers.
And will you talk to me about some of the fundraisers that are going on?
Well, right now, our Odessa Friends at the Library has a Valentine fundraiser. They're giving away a Olive Garden gift certificate and two AMC theater tickets, or a Cracker Barrel gift certificate and AMC tickets, and they are $1 a ticket, or you can get six for $5. And then the New Horizon Craft Show is May 3rd, and that's at the Presbyterian Church here in Odessa, and we're going to have a booth there, so we ask for all of our people to come out and support us in that too. But we've got a big fundraiser just in the works right now. We're just getting started on May 10th, and we're in conjunction with Attitude Fast Pitch softball team, and they are raising money for a trip to Oklahoma City for a competition, and of course our share will go to our new building. And what we're going to be having is a cow patty bingo. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not. Would you please explain what that is?
Well, it's very unique, so I'm expecting it to be very successful. I got online, and I looked it up, and it's actually going on all over the United States for fundraisers. And what they do is they make a grid in a field, and they're squares, and you sell chances for the fundraiser. We're going to charge $25 a square. And then they put the cow in this field, and wherever the cow makes his cow patty at is the winner.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and it's a really big fundraiser. The winner will actually win $5,000.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so you can see where we will each make quite a bit of money on it too, and we're going to be, that's in May, so we've got some time, but we've already had people wanting to buy the tickets, and we don't have them ready yet. Give us about another week, and we'll have those ready. But I think it's going to be very successful. It's a very unique idea.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I've never heard of anything like that before.
No. That's why I think it'll be popular. I think we'll get people from out of the city and all over to come to it. And everyone's looking for something to kick off summer, and May 10th is a good week to do that.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, and may I ask, you mentioned you can probably start building at about $1 million. How far away are you from $1 million at this point?
We are, of course, you see Trails Regional Library is helping us do that. That's who we are. We have a head office, and of course, they're getting grants and putting money away for it too. Altogether, we have like $650,000. So slowly but surely it'll come in. I am hoping, and a lot of people think I'm too optimistic, but I am hoping that within a year we will have that money to get started.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah. I'm a very positive person. I believe that things are going to happen. And we welcome the chance to get to speak about this on the radio. We thank you for that, for letting us talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. Happy to. I do want to ask, I don't know how detailed your plans for the new building are at this point, but what are some of the features when it eventually gets built?
Well, we actually have drawings of it here in the library. We hired an architect, and he drew it out. And like I said, it's going to be 6,400 square feet, and we're going to have a community meeting room and a large story time room that is separate from the meeting room. And the meeting room will be able to be used after hours because it's going to have an outside locked door to it that we can let people have. It'll have a open floor plan, and windows and a lot of natural light will be in it. We're going to get all new furniture and shelving. I mean, it's going to be the crown jewel of libraries.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And will you have storage for more books?
Oh, yes. We won't have to weed so often. We also are a 501c3, which means that any donations are tax deductible.
Oh, that's wonderful. Linda, I think... that's all I have. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about or anything else you think that our listeners should know?
Well, if they have any questions about any of our fundraisers or want to make a donation, they can call us. And our number is 816-633-4089.
All right.
And you can talk to any of the librarians. They'll be glad to talk to you.
All right. Perfect.